Not usually here on Thanksgiving. Talks a little bit about greed, but let's hear from the gospel. In Matthew, we have what's called the Sermon on the Mount. He said to him, "Friend, who set me to be a judge or arbitrator over you?" More than once, actually. The first time was after the turkey supper last Sunday evening, when I was able to chat with a woman who was having a rough time. Actually, she was having a really rough life. And I offered her a turkey dinner to take home, and she said no, because she didn't deserve it. In fact, she said, "Why are you doing this for me?" I said, "That's because we're a church that cares." Yet she was deeply moved and deeply grateful. And she said, "Thank you," more than once as I drove her home. And I wondered, after meeting her, why can't I be grateful for the smallest of things? When this woman had expressed her gratitude in one of the most difficult times of her life. The second time this week was when I visited a dying man who was slowly losing his capacity to use his hands. Yet he expressed such a tender sense of love and gratitude toward his son when his son cut up a piece of meat for him, even when he only took one bite and didn't want any more. Yet his gratitude and love were so evident for his son and his son for him. I thought, I've met Jesus again today. The third time, again, was related to the turkey supper. Late in the week, a gentleman came into the office while I was there to chat with Diane, and I was doing some photocopying, so I listened in on the conversation. And he had come and he had said, "I am just so grateful for the turkey supper and for the great meal and for the wonderful hospitality." And he said, following the service, and God bless the person who did this, because I don't know who it is, but he said, following my sitting, somebody came with a container, a meal, and set it in front of me. He said, "Do you do that for everyone?" I said, "No," and he said, "I don't know why they did it for me," but he was very grateful, and then he handed Diane a very generous check. I had never seen him before. I thought again, I had met Jesus this week. It's amazing, those little things that have such a profound impact on people, and how grateful they are for those small things. These expressions of Jesus reminded me of how important it is to become an example of living gratitude. This week, I find myself being very grateful for being here among this community. Because 5 years ago, I had just gotten out of hospital and was very ill. I was not only not sure I would ever come back to work, I was unsure as to whether I would survive. And so I'm very grateful to be here. Unfortunately, however, gratitude seems to be in short supply these days. While I did meet Jesus this week, I actually heard more complaining than gratitude. It seems that we are cultivating a culture of complainers these days rather than a people of gratitude. And these are just a few of the things that I heard people complain about this week, things that could be turned into gratitude if we really stopped to think about it. Betty Lou? Of course, I mean, the debates were on this week, and we are complaining to no end about our leaders, about our politics. And we don't... We don't stop to remember that we live in an amazing country, and that we live in a peaceful country, And somebody after the service in DeWitton came up to me and said we should show tremendous respect for each of these leaders, even if we don't agree for them, because they're agree with them because they're stepping up to try to do something. We have to be grateful that people are still willing to go into politics these days and have some respect. Of course, you saw the next one. Even more than our own politics, we love to complain about the politics to the south of us. And no doubt there are things that could be better in both countries that we need to work on. Yet, we need to remember that we benefit from having the longest border between two countries there is in the world, and that we benefit from having them south of us. There's some protection in that and some economic benefit. Things will change. They always do. But we can be grateful for the neighbors we do have. Another one I heard this week. Snow. Wow, we Canadians love to complain about weather. It's one of our favorite topics. And yet I look at how beautiful it is and how the seasons turn and we can appreciate them. I often hear complaints about deer as well. We need to remember that we live in a world where God has created some amazing things of beauty and that we need to learn to live in harmony with them. We're very fortunate. Another thing, perhaps this week especially, cost of groceries. People complain about the cost of groceries. If you are going to have any kind of special meal over this weekend, just remember that you have the resources to buy these groceries and have a special meal when most of the world does not. If we have enough food for the week and the resources to buy more, we are blessed, tremendously blessed. I remember the first time I went to Africa, and I was puzzled when the little kids were eating dirt. It happened to be red dirt, which meant there was iron in it, and they craved it, and so they were eating dirt. If we have food to eat today, we're very blessed. Actually, Brian told me a story last week about going to one of the schools and delivering them, and a young person came up to him and said, "Can I have my lunch now? Because all I had yesterday was a piece of pizza." Another thing we complain about is the cost of travel or getting held up at the airport. Or I was guilty of this one recently, the small seats and being crammed in. Or being delayed. We complain about it as if we don't realize that being able to travel at all is a very rare privilege in this world. Very rare. And if we have even holidayed once outside of our own country, we are in a very elite group in this world. Of course, we love to complain about taxes. Paying taxes. Do you know what paying taxes means, that we get to pay taxes? It means that we have made money. It means that we have enough money to have to pay taxes on them. And we enjoy, because we are able to pay taxes, some of the best services in the world. Education, health, transportation, roads. Oh, this is another one we in the last 10 years have really liked to complain about. People on their cell phones. And when I mean people, we are no longer talking about youth. We're talking about all kinds of people. I certainly hope that if you are at a table tonight with people that you can have face-to-face conversations with, your phones are turned off and stuck under your cushions on your couch, that they do not get pulled out. We are so fortunate to be able to connect with people all around the world because of our technology. And wouldn't we rather that people are doing this rather than other things that people could be involved in? Another complaint I heard this week is about our neighbors. If you have a neighbor, you have a home. Enough said. Another one, the cost of veterinarians. But it means that you have pets and that you are loved and that they love you. And we're blessed if we can afford to have pets even. And finally, the last one, because we're meeting around the table and invariably something happens, we complain about our families. Just read an article about estrangement this week and how many people are estranged from their families and won't have anybody, any family to spend time with at all, ever. So if we are able to spend time with our families, as messy as it gets, and it does get messy, we are blessed. Now, I know things aren't always perfect. There are real issues that need to be addressed in our world, and sometimes we need to talk about them and the difficulties in our own lives. So I'm not negating our need to say something about the things that are going on in our lives and the problems. But it just seems that everything seems worthy of complaint today. I don't hear many people expressing gratitude. When did it become okay to constantly complain? When did that turn? And most of the things we complain about, we can't do anything about. Perhaps this is why we complain. We feel so out of control today around most things. Perhaps our only control over them is to speak our dissatisfaction with them. Do we need to, though? Because gratitude has proven over and over again to make us happier and to give us a sense of peace and contentment. Wouldn't this be the better way to go? This week, I met with an old friend who had been in ministry, and it had been difficult for many years. And he said to me, "I am so grateful." He had a lot of things to unravel, but he said, "I am so grateful, and I feel at peace and content." That's what gratitude can do. Why is it that we constantly expect more or want more or demand more without recognizing what we already have and give thanks for it? Is it possible that our sense of entitlement and disgruntlement is actually a source of some of the problems in the world today? That discontent and always grasping for something we don't have is actually the source of our unhappiness and troubles, at least sometimes. That was the case for the rich man in the story that I read earlier. He had so much wealth that he had to create more space for what he had, the abundance he had, rather than share it with others. And the result was he died. And whether that was physically or his soul just died. With all that wealth, he didn't have anything to show for it at that point, except wealth that did nothing for him except feed his greed for more. Wanting more and then wanting to hoard it, Jesus implies, is not for the one who loves God. Being content with what you already have makes you rich. Complaining is the practice of people who cannot be content with what they have. And Jesus himself always lived out of a sense of abundance, even when he said, "I don't have any place to lay my head." Yet every time you see him pray, he is giving thanks. Gratitude is the practice we need to cultivate. Activist and writer Joan Chittister writes this: "How do you know when you have finally achieved a sense of the presence of God?" It's a great question. How do you know when you have finally achieved a sense of the presence of God? Simple. You cease to live for what you don't already have. You cease to be afraid of what you can't control in life. You cease to feel guilty for being yourself. Complaining is an expression of our dissatisfaction with the way things are. Constant complaining not only has an impact on our moods, it has an impact on the moods of the people we complain to. Complaining only serves to make us and others more disgruntled and dissatisfied. Gratitude, on the other hand, feels good and makes others feel good. This month, our theme is evangelism, which simply means that we're sharing with others the good news that Christ is alive and active in the world and in our lives. If we are tempted to succumb to the world's ways, if we complain as much as anyone else, then we are saying effectively to the world that we don't trust God and that we don't believe that God is taking care of anything. It occurs to me that living a life filled with gratitude just might be the best witness we have for our faith. Gratitude. Recently, I found myself being grateful for being grateful. I am deeply grateful to be grateful. Living gratitude, that's the posture I want to have towards the world. I don't want to focus on the negative. I know that there are things that need to change, and I want to be a part of that change. Yet it's far better for me and for others when I express gratitude rather than complain. So let's be a grateful people. Let's recognize all that we have and give thanks for it, for our sake and for the world's sake. Let's create a culture of gratitude and see what it does for our souls. Let's take some time now to reflect on that. There are two stations at either side where you can come up and light a candle of gratitude, of healing, of care and concern, whatever your prayers are today. Then we'll have a team in the chapel who will be there to pray with you. If you need healing, if you need confession, if you need anything, please go and see the team there. Or you can remain in your seats and just spend some time in reflection and prayer.